The most recent population estimate is from fall 2020. It says there's high confidence of about 386 wolves on and around Prince of Wales Island. The most recent harvest yielded 64 animals, and that's nearly the same as the year before, says State Fish and Game's Regional Wildlife Supervisor Tom Schumacher.
Speaking of, we don't set a quota these days, so you know, we just go for something that seems like a season length that will achieve a sustainable level of harvest. And I think that's certainly the case here.
But conservationists want the federal government to intervene, saying the wolves are threatened. The Center for Biological Diversity filed a petition to have Alexander Archipelago wolves listed as a distinct subspecies after a record number were trapped 2 years ago. Shea Wolf is the advocacy group's climate change director in Oakland, California.
So this season it was, 64 wolves. Last season it was 68. And the year before that it was an unprecedented 165. And the state still doesn't really have a good handle on the wolf population. What we do know is that these wolves are suffering from high levels of inbreeding, from habitat destruction, from logging. And so these high levels of trapping are a problem for them.
But the Dunleavy administration has warned that federal protections for Southeast Alaska's wolf habitat could trigger an extra layer of red tape for development across the region. Fish and Game's Tom Schumacher says past Endangered Species Act petitions have been rejected by federal wildlife managers, most recently in 2016.
We manage for sustainable harvest. And we're not managing necessarily with an eye toward the ongoing ESA process. I believe Game Management Unit 2 does not qualify, or it was found the last time to not qualify as a distinct population segment. So I think it's unlikely that the Fish and Wildlife Service would decide to list only wolves in that area.
Resident hunters have long testified that the island's wolf population is healthy, and they blame the wolf packs for preying on the island's black-tailed deer, which are an affordable source of fresh meat. In reviewing the most recent petition, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's found some merit that Alexander Archipelago wolves face threats. It wrote that habitat loss from clear cuts, aggressive hunting, and the impacts from climate change have only gotten worse since the last Endangered Species Act petition was filed on their behalf a decade ago. But it's not clear when the agency will rule. In the past, the review process took about 4 years. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.